Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
An ambassador for the Dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Bucks Beat with Buck Ballou.
Hello and welcome back to Bucks Beat. This week we talk Atlanta Braves baseball and the bad start in Philadelphia, at least a bad start offensively. Also, we're going to hang out with Braves Hall of Famer and fan favorite Dale Murphy. But first, allow me to dive right in to the Braves lineup struggles in Philadelphia. Man, it was ugly. It was tough to watch. Our preseason top five lineup got shut down in a three-game sweep. Not exactly how you want to open up the season, right? 18 scoreless innings. 17 three up and three down innings, which meant 60% of the time in Philadelphia, we went down weakly 1-2-3. We struck out 35 times, almost got no hit, and produced three runs in three games. 2-3-4 in our lineup went 1-for-32. Ozuna, 1-for-11 with 7 Ks. Albies went 0-for-12. Man, that is tough to watch and tough to win, by the way, too. I know what you're thinking, and most fans do. You immediately wonder, is the manager going to change up the lineup? Does Snit make a change? Well, a couple of things would be reasonable to me. Move Albies down. Move Freeman and Ozuna up. So move Albies down in the lineup. You got Freeman hitting second, Ozuna hitting third. Murph actually likes this idea. We'll talk about that in a moment. Another thing that makes sense is to move Dansby Swanson up to the number two spot, move Albies down to six. And have we considered telling Ozzy or talking to Ozzy about just hitting right-handed? Seriously, hitting left-handed is not looking good right now. I know. Okay, do it with me. Let's all take a deep breath and relax. Repeat after me. This lineup is going to score some runs. Say it with confidence now. This lineup is going to score runs. And if it takes Snit changing it up to jumpstart the offense, then that's okay. Doesn't have to be the same lineup all the time. Now, it's going to change when Darno gets a break behind the plate. Might want to hit Alex Jackson eighth when he catches. It should be Contreras getting those at-bats, not Jackson, who couldn't hit it with a boat paddle during the spring. We all know this. One run isn't going to win many games this year.
Bucks Beat.
Joining us now, Braves Hall of Famer Dale Murphy. Murph, welcome to Bucks Beat. We appreciate you being with us. Thanks for taking time to hang out.
Thank you, Buck. Thank you.
So we've got the Braves home opening series getting started later this week. Home opener on Friday. And Murph, I understand the restaurant's ready to go.
Yep, Mercer's will be ready to go. We're really grateful for the Galleria's working with us during this challenging time. They've been a great partner for us. And my manager, Chuck Douglas, has been working like crazy. And fans have been asking me. And so we're just really thankful and thankful for everybody's patience and be ready to go on the Braves home day of the Braves home opener.
So, Murph, at the time of our recording of this interview, the Braves are coming off a three-game sweep in Philadelphia to get the season started, where we scored three runs in those three games. Should Snit be thinking about changing up the lineup here?
I don't think so yet, Buck. And you start out, you still got, 159 games to go. But there's no question. There's no question that starting out against, someone in your division behind them three games. I mean, just winning one of those obviously just kind of makes it more palatable. But getting swept, I mean, that stings. There's no question about it. I wouldn't change anything yet. There's no panic, obviously, with this many games left.
Do you like the lineup, the way it shakes down? Acuna wants to be at the top, and I've been on record saying I don't mind him being up top there. What could you do? Like Freddie moving up, maybe hitting second like he did a year ago, moving Albies down? You know, other than that, I don't see a lot you could do with it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's a lot. I think we pretty much know, you know, where everybody's set. And, you know, from last year, I agree with you. I'm right there with you on Acuna. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And he's been tremendous in the leadoff spot. He does, you know, steal bases and things like that. I personally, I'd love to see him as a three hitter and Freddie as a four hitter. Here's what I noticed, Buck. I kind of hit 3, 4, 5, probably mostly 4 and 5 in my career. When I hit fourth, all of a sudden there were a whole bunch of RBI opportunities, or at least guys on first. And it seemed like over the course of a season, if you're hitting fourth, there's going to be more guys on base for you. That's what, you know, so I'd love to see, but I'm not saying you should change it because they've had so much success, but I'd love to see a 3-4 combination with Acuna and Freddie. But, you know, we'll see, but probably not time to shake things up yet. But you're right, there's really not too much wiggle room in there.
So we hear a lot about how the pitchers are ahead of the hitters right now. So when does that change, Murph?
As soon as they score some runs, you know, I don't know. That's, you know, I just don't think you can say that after, you know, you can say that the first week, 10 days of spring training, but once the bell rings, you should be ready to go. Philly's got good pitching this weekend. You know, their bullpen has been real shaky last year, and they pitched well this year. Baseball's weird. We all know that. And things shake out, you know, over the course of 162 games. I just winning one game there would have just been so much better. This, you know, this could come down the last week of the season. This three-game sweep could play a factor. Now, but the Braves, to me, are a superior team over the Phillies, but you know, we're going to play them plenty more times, and I got a lot of confidence in this Braves team. This is a good, solid ball club.
Dale, a lot of talk here in Braves country about Freddie Freeman coming off this most valuable player season from a year ago, and he admitted recently here he has not been offered a contract extension, no conversations yet. What is this normal? You know, I'm guessing Freeman down the road here, you're going to welcome him into the Braves Hall of Fame. We're all anticipating he's going to be here for his career. What should we make of this?
I don't know. I think Freddie's probably a little more frustrated than he is letting on. I think, you know, wrapping up Albies and Acuna to those long-term contracts early on in their career, Freddie's the face of the franchise, most valuable player, headed to both Braves and baseball's Hall of Fame. It's going to be a big, big ticket, no question about it. So I'm sure the Braves are just, you know, doing a lot of homework and trying to figure out how best to approach Freddie. But I have all the confidence in the world the Braves and Freddie are going to work this thing out.
Murph, I hate to hit you with this, but I'd be foolish not to ask about politics and baseball, the All-Star game ripped out of Atlanta, politics getting involved. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, it is. It's just such a tough time, Buck. Personally, business-wise, we're one of those small businesses in the vicinity of the ballpark that was looking to, you know, have a good week. You know, I understand. I feel first, and also I feel really rough for the Braves, having lost the 2020 All-Star game to COVID and then losing the 2021 All-Star game to this. I'll be really honest with you. I have not got into the law that everybody's talking about, except in a very brief way. My first gut reaction is there's probably some of that law that makes some sense, and there's probably some of that law that makes you scratch your head. I'll put it that way. And unfortunately, you know, this is not without precedent that business and politics comes together. Like someone said, everyone suffers except the politicians in situations like this. And, I would hope in the future that we could work things out without jeopardizing, situations like this. I really feel bad for the fans in Atlanta, but I'm kind of shocked at how quick it happened. I thought there would be a lot more discussion. It's a reality of the world we live in is business and politics. You know, they're hand in glove. There's nothing we're going to do to get rid of it. So, you know, to offer some concrete opinions on the law that has been passed in Georgia, I can't do that right now, except that I am skeptical of some parts of it, but I can't comment on it because it wouldn't be fair to just read the headlines and quote those headlines, because I need to get in and dig into it myself.
All right. On a lighter note, Murph, do you feel the love out there in Braves country? I'm a lifetime Braves fan, growing up in South Georgia, and from day one, remember following the Braves on TBS, and like many Braves fans, watching you play every day. Do you feel the love out there from the Braves fans when you're out and about?
It's unreal, Buck. One of the greatest things I was ever able to do was to play on TBS. Anywhere I go in the country, there will be, you know, I do a lot of speaking. That someone will come up to me and said, you know, Braves are my favorite team. I said, well, like, where are you from? One great example was, I said, where are you from? And the girl said, oh, about 15 miles outside of Fargo, North Dakota. And so happens everywhere I go. It's a great legacy. People love the Braves and are very thankful for those TBS days.
All right, Murph, it's now time for the Big Three.
Let's roll out the Big Three.
Uh-oh.
All right, number one, Murph, the best batting tip that you ever received. When did it happen? What was the tip? Did it get you off at the plate? Share that with us.
Yeah, something that I had been taught since high school is that but I never really grasped fully until the mid-80s, basically the theory is hitting from the outside in, looking for the ball away, trying to go the other way, and adjust to the fastball inside, adjust to the balls inside. It keeps your shoulder back. It keeps your hips back. And I had my best years when I was going to, you know, hitting to the opposite field really well.
Number two, Dale, who was your favorite player growing up?
Well, I had two. Willie Mays was first. And then I became a catcher in high school. I was drafted as a catcher, as you know, and Johnny Bench. But my first, you know, guy that I just was like, that is the he's just so cool, was Willie. Oh, I loved watching him play.
Oh, so it's Bench. You can blame that catching stuff on Bench then.
That's right.
And I would imagine you've got a whole new respect for these catchers through the years.
Oh, yes. I mean, I loved catching, you know, and I had a throwing problem and all those things. But it is just a great position as far as baseball goes. I mean, look, I'm in the outfield. You know, Buck, I know why I was moved to the outfield. It's because I could go for a week without getting a ball. But when you're catching, pitching, it's every, you know, 4 or 5 days, but you're catching every night. You're in the game. And it's a weird thing. It's just like, working together with a pitcher and calling a successful game is just so satisfying. It's I think that was so fun to be able to be working with a pitcher and trying to figure out how to get hitters out. So fun.
All right, number three, a little bit outside the box. I'll draw this question out of a hat. We've got some little paper balled up in there. So, Murph, let's see what you get here on this okay. one. I can't wait to hear the answer to this. So, Murph, your advice to new dads. We've got a few around the station here at 680 The Fan. What's your advice to these new fathers?
Wow, that is a great one. Let me see. Advice to new dads. Well, the first thing I think of is change the diapers. You know, let's go. get with it. That's you know, do your part. I know a lot of men's bathrooms now have changing stations, so take that to heart. They didn't have that when I was having kids. I mean, when Nancy was having kids. But that's kind of an obvious one. Let me try to think of some good advice.
You've taken great pride in this being a good father.
Well, I think we all think we're a little better than we were, just like our game. You know, the older we get, the better we were. I'd say make sure that you take care of their mom and make sure that she gets time away. She gets some alone time because it's such a challenge. I'd say obviously do the things you need to do with those little ones and the babies. But, you know, remember mom needs some alone time and some downtime, and make sure you schedule that, whatever you have to do, you know, to help mom.
Yeah, and start saving, too, saving a little more. You're going to need that down the road, Murph. Murph, thanks so much for sharing a few minutes with us. Hopefully the Braves are going to start scoring some runs. I just can't imagine this lineup we have not scoring runs this season.
Yeah, they'll score runs. I'm not worried about that. Again, nature of baseball is you're going to get some well-pitched games thrown at you, but they'll get going. Not worried about it. And have me on anytime, Buck. Love it.
Dale, thanks so much, man. We'll look forward to seeing you soon, hopefully.
You got it. Thanks, Buck.
Buck's Beat.
I've always admired Dale Murphy and certainly appreciate him always being so good to me. Murph played 15 seasons with the Atlanta Braves, starting in 1976, back when I was in high school, watching on TBS. And yes, I do believe Dale Murphy should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. 7-time All-Star. 5-time Gold Glove Award winner. 4 Silver Sluggers, 2-time National League MVP, 398 bombs. Dale Murphy was a baller. And by the way, heads up, go eat at Murph's restaurant, Cobb Galleria Conference Center. It reopens Friday as the Braves have their home opener. Make sure you get by and eat at Murph's restaurant. Hopefully by then, this Braves lineup will get back to busting the baseball and scoring some runs. Freeman, Ozuna, Swanson all squared some balls up in Philadelphia and came away with nothing to show for it. Pache almost dropped a bases-loaded double in. Foul, just foul. Braves were close to breaking out, and maybe they do break out in D.C. Hopefully, we're going to see out at Truist Park during the season-opening homestand. Our family will be hanging out Sunday night at Truist, cheering on the Braves. Hope to see you down there this season. And one more thing. As far as the All-Star game getting taken away from Atlanta, know this. Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball absolutely caved to the cancel culture. Remember to like and subscribe to Buck's Beat. Next week, I'll get you ready for the big reveal coming up at G-Day.
Subscribe to Buck's Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.